Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whenever a new political leader takes office, you always wonder, how long is the honeymoon going to last? Well, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie's honeymoon may be over. Yesterday, city union leaders rallied outside the courthouse across from City Hall, demanding the mayor drop a deal with Airbnb and redirect those funds to prevent job cuts and layoffs. For more on why people are upset with Lurie, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I got a short answer to that question, which is because he's the mayor of San Francisco. It happens with all of them.
It does. You know, the time between the honeymoon is over and you're back home and the bills are staring you in the face. And in this case, San Francisco, like San Jose, Los Angeles, and Oakland, are facing a deficit. In San Francisco's case, it's $818 million over the next 2 years. And that doesn't include possible $1 billion in lost funds coming from the feds and Trump, you know, that could dry up as well. So the mayor is saying we got to figure this out. Now, this is what gets interesting, because he's got a fundamental decision, and I think we've seen it before. And this is what politics is all about. Daniel Lurie got elected, new hope, new ideas, new faces. But it's the same old problem. He's got a choice. Does he squeeze the city budgets and order cuts of 10, 15, 20% over a period of 4 years, you know, continually? Or do you do dramatic cuts and wait, then spend 3 years healing it back? What's your choice? I mean, that's the election formula right there. It's a tough one.
What's going on with this Airbnb litigation?
Well, basically, Airbnb contends that San Francisco overcharged him $120 million in taxes, that the way they calculated the tax was improper, and they're filing suit to get that money back. And while they file that suit, you can't touch that money. And they're not the only ones. In the past, other companies have done it, too. And San Francisco has a history of losing these suits. So Daniel Lurie is sitting there going, I don't think I can start, you know, spending money that I've set aside for this on the odds that we're going to lose, because that just means more cuts down the line. Again, is it a gradual loss or a complete loss? Now, the unions are going to want you to open up every savings account, checking account, whatever, debit card, whatever you've got to keep the ball rolling. They have members. They're elected officials. There's 30,000 people in the San Francisco workforce. They elect their union leaders. They don't like the idea of not getting raises. They don't like the idea of maybe benefits not coming through the way they did. But, you know, but the mayor doesn't want to necessarily go on that. The contracts are coming up this year. They have to be renewed. So you got union leaders who have their members. You have Daniel Lurie, who's answering to his public. And you have a very shaky times financially. No federal bailouts, no state bailouts. Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, announced the other day that the possibility of 1,600 city workers would be laid off. And that's Los Angeles, and they have a lot of money down there. So you can see that it's going to be tense times for new mayor Lurie. And if you wonder why he has that face, it's not always smiling. This is one of the reasons.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.